Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, buddy, how's it going?
It's going good. Welcome to Sioux City, Iowa. Looking forward to hearing you guys on the 17th of March. What you been up to lately?
Well, I'm just now getting home. I've been on a cruise with my family, which is good. We had a wonderful time, great time. Yeah, I've been just trying to recharge my batteries, basically, before we get started again. Dario, we never really stop touring. We just take breaks, you know, and that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, you guys are one of the hardest working tour bands I think I've ever seen. You just, like you said, you're working all the time, man.
We like to rock. We like to go play. That's, we have a great band and we'd like to use it.
It keeps you young, you know. It keeps you young. We're talking with Bruce Hall, bass player for REO Speedwagon, the new guy in the group.
Well, yeah, I was back in 1977. Yeah, that's when I got involved with this crazy mess. But I shouldn't say it's crazy mess. It's a wonderful rock band. It's just, it's unpredictable. This life is, I would say it is, you know, how most people go to school, college, they learn to be doctors and lawyers or whatever. There's no college for this. What we do, it's just that we're lucky to be able to make a living doing this. But thank goodness. I mean, because I really have no idea what I would have done that. Or besides. Yeah.
Well, let's go back then. You joined the group in 1977. One of my favorite albums from REO. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. That's when you started with the group, right?
There was a little history before that. I was in a band with Gary before he was in REO, and I was in a band with Mike Murphy too, the redhead guy that was the singer for a while. Mike and I were in a band called the One Eyed Jacks for a while. Anyway. Yeah, and they did one of my songs called "Lost in a Dream," which they did on one of their albums, and the title of the song of the album was "Lost in a Dream." So I knew all the guys, you know. So when the time came, they asked me to play in the band. It was so easy, piece of cake, no problem at all. So.
Well, that kind of answers that question. I was going to ask how you got hooked up with these guys. You know, I was a big fan of REO. You can, you know, you get what you play for. With that's Regis on the bass guitar. Greg Philbin passing away recently as well, man.
Oh, I know. Well, Mr. Regis.
You know,
a great bass player, I thought.
Well, I was talking to Kevin Cronin a few months ago. He was talking about some Christmas song that you guys are, and I'm going to get into that just a little bit, but he had so many nice things to say about Greg Philbin. He said just the style was kind of like a John Entwistle type of a thing. But what did you think? Who's your favorite bass player? Who influenced you on the bass?
Well, I started when I was 13 or 14, and that was, you know, the Beatles were like, so Paul McCartney definitely is one of my favorite bass players of all time. I like to play. Some guys are real rhythmic. They like to play like the, you know, pippity pop, 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 pippity pop, and that's good, funky stuff. I like that too. But I like to play bass with melody in it more. Leland Sklar does that with James Taylor, and whenever he goes out and plays with Lynn Ronstadt or somebody like that. Yeah, there's a, I don't know. Bass for me is it sings a little bit more than rhythmic. I have to connect to the drummer because we are the backbone of every song with bass and drums. So you got to hold down the bottom, but in between what the vocal arrangement is, what the vocal's doing, you can complement that with if you learn how to do it right without running it over. You can't run over the vocal line, but you can definitely complement the vocal line.
Talking with Bruce Hall of REO Speedwagon, I was kind of surprised when, I think it was was it Nine Lives that had Back on the Road Again, when I heard a song sung by somebody other than Kevin Cronin, let alone from the earlier years. You were singing for REO Speedwagon. How did you get about to doing that?
That song I wrote a long time ago when I was in a band with Mike Murphy and Bill Ray Jackson. When I first wrote it, it was more of a blues song. It was... it had a different feel to it. And anyway, so Richard, when I first joined up with REO, when they asked me to plan to join the band, he asked me, he says, let's do that, REO, let's do that Back on the Road song. And I said, Gary, you know that song. It's kind of a bluesy thing. He goes, when we get done with this, it'll sound like REO Speedwagon. And he was right. Of course, we beefed it up and changed some of the chords only from, I was using like these ninth chords, and we just made a more power chord. But yeah, it was, we turned it into a rock song, and he was right. It turned into a good rock song for REO Speedwagon. Yeah, I love that song. Now, at the time, it was basically about, I wasn't even on tour yet. I mean, I was touring around Illinois and Indiana and Midwest. That was kind of the band I was in when I wrote the song. So in that song, when I say, maybe I'll see you next time that I come to your town to play, well, that was next week. So it was a fun song to recreate to fit REO Speedwagon.
You talk about touring. I've seen you guys a number of times, and the last time I saw you, you were here at the Hard Rock for an outdoor gig that had, I don't know, 7,000 people at it. Now, this time around, when you come back to Sioux City, we're going to put you in a place called the Orpheum Theater, a small renovated theater that holds maybe 2,000 people. Is there a preference? I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked Kevin Cronin. Is there a preference between playing in a big crowd or like a bar band kind of a thing?
Well, one of the beauties of our band is we appreciate both. We really do, and we can play both. We can play big crowds if it's presented, or we can play, you know, like the Orpheum. But I tell you what, sometimes it's more fun to play like the smaller places because you actually can make better eye contact with everybody. You can, it just seems a little bit more personal for us and for them, and it just sounds better, I think, in a smaller place. Yeah, there's something about it. But then the big ones are fun too. You know, the more people, the more energy it takes to make it all happen. But that the more energy you get back too when you're playing. See, that we believe in this thing where it's a give and take kind of thing. If the more we give, the more we get back.
I'm looking forward to hearing you guys in March. We're going to have some fun listening to REO Speedwagon. And I wish you the best. Travel safe. And we look forward to meeting you down the road, man.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. Can't wait to get there. See y'all.
All right. Thank you, Bruce.
Yeah.